when people are looking for a certain result in their life, in their business, in whatever, they're looking for that result because they're like, it's going to help me feel some kind of specific way, right? And for you, in your experience, when you are living and embodying that result, it helps you feel some kind of certain way. You want to pass that forward through your visuals and through the way that you show up into your corner of the internet, right? Because it's going to help them connect the two. It's going to help them connect the results and your online presence with the feelings that they are moving towards and that they want to feel. Alrighty, folks. Hello. Welcome to Empowered Expression. Hello, hello. I'm so glad that you're here. I hope you're having a wonderful day. Oh my goodness. I am your host, Dr. Caroline Addington, former neuroscientist and engineer turned organic Instagram marketing maven. And that is exactly what we talk about here on Empowered Expression. We talk about marketing. We talk about social media. We talk about building a really remarkable community on social media that you can market to. And we also sprinkle in a lot of spirituality and mindset, soul power, soul juju, because, you know, one without the other is just way less effective. You need the strategy and you need the mindset, soul juju, right? So if you are a heart-centered online coach and you are trying to figure out how to consistently attract bomb-ass clients from Instagram and from social media at large, you are in the right place. I'm so glad you found this corner of the internet. Welcome. If you're a first-time listener, hello, hello. If you've been here for a while, hello, hello to you too. I love you all so much. And this episode is one that was by request. You guys have been putting in such great requests lately. Like, shout out to you guys. Y'all are the real MVPs here when it comes to the podcast episodes lately. So I was jamming with one of you guys in the DMs. And, you know, y'all know if you, you know, connect with me on the gram, which many of you do. If not, whoa, baby, you're missing out. What are you even doing? Hop on over to Instagram. Come join the community at caroline.addington_. But I was jamming out with one of you guys in the DMs about, you know, one of the biggest struggles that you were experiencing trying to figure out how to call in clients. What you were like, if you're listening, you know who you are. We were basically like, I need help calling in clients. And I was like, sweet, boo. So like, what's the specific struggle? Are you trying to figure out your niche? Are you trying to figure out your content? Are you struggling with feeling awkward selling? Like, where's the sticking point? And they were just like, yes, all of it. Like, how do I do the whole thing? I just don't even know what the fuck to do. And I was like, got you, boo. And I was like, I'll create an entire episode that gives you the big picture, you know, major milestone view of the things that you need to have in place in order to consistently call in clients from the Instaland and from social media at large and anywhere where you can organically market, right? Whether it is your Instagram, your Facebook, your email, your podcast, all the things. Of course, there are like unique nuances for each of them, but what we're going to be talking about today are like the major milestones on the journey. So my hope for you in this episode is that wherever you are on the journey, you can figure out, you like, you can see yourself in this conversation and in this episode and be like, ah, that's my next step. Ah, that's my next step, right? So if you're just like a big old how, like, I don't even know how to start, I don't even know where to start, then you're going to want to start at the beginning, right? And like move through everything that I'm sharing. But maybe you're like, all right, I know my niche. I know who I want to call in. I know how to create this kind of content, but not that kind of content, or I'm struggling with confidence in this specific area, or I don't understand this specific thing, then you're going to be able to like orient yourself using this conversation, using this episode, and be like, okay, this is the best next step for me. This is the next step, the direction I need to go, right? That's my hope for you guys. And in this episode, we're going to be breaking down the five major milestones, like the five critical things that when you get them all on lock, your shit just pops off and is a big old party. I mean, it gets to be a big old party the whole way there too, but like this will help the party be like, you know, that much more fun because you get to celebrate alongside all the magical clients that you're calling in all the time, predictably and reproducibly. It gets to be predictable. Like that is the first thing that I want to start with before we even dive into all of this, is that it is not a pipe dream for you to be able to predict consistently how many clients you can call in a given launch or a given month. Like it is an art and a science, but it is definitely a science and it is definitely a skill that you can learn. And when you know how to do the things, then you can just do the things over and over and over again, right? So, you know, just starting there, because I think that like, if you're anything like I was when I was, you know, struggling to figure out how to consistently call in clients, and like any clients at all, but definitely it wasn't consistent, you know, at the very beginning. When I was struggling to figure that out, in my head, it was like so far from the reality that I was living to be able to like the idea of being able to predictably call in clients was so far from the reality that I was living that I was like, yeah, right. Like there's got to be some like magical formula. There's got to be some like magical unicorn. You have to like spin around three times on a full moon, throw some unicorn dust over your shoulder, say the right prayer, do the right 5D guided meditation. Like all the stars will align and the clients will appear. I mean, that's like extreme, but I definitely had that vibe where I was like, there's some kind of magical something about it that I just don't understand yet. And it's not that there's magic around it. It's that there was strategy that I didn't understand. There were different things and actions that I could take that I didn't understand how. Like I didn't understand how to sell. I didn't understand how to market. Like I was learning those skills, but it's not magical. It's not, there's no magic. There's no voodoo involved. There's no like wizardry. It's about just mastering the skills and then doing the things and doing it in a way that feels true and aligned for you so that you're not self-sabotaging, right? Okay, cool. So that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about the five major milestones and the five like critical things that when you get them on lock, trust me, BB, your shit will pop off. Pop off. And I'm not pulling these out of my booty. I'm not pulling them out of the ether. These are the things that everyone who goes through Bigger Than a Brand, they get these five things on lock. And then when they get them on lock, they hit their highest revenue month ever. They have their busiest month ever. They finally fill their group program for the first time in 6 years. They finally get their first client after trying for a long time or trying for not that long of a time, right? So like when they get all five of these puppies on lock is when all the magic unfolds. Even though it's not magic, but it feels magical to us because, you know, we're humans and we've been trying to figure all the stuff out. And then when it finally happens, we're like, oh my God, this is amazing. Cool. Okay. So before we dive into these five critical milestones, first, I've already hinted about it. We're going to jam on it a little bit more. If you are resonating with everything that I'm picking up and you're like, oh man, I would just love to have a support system, to have a community, to have a guide in implementing on all of this so that it was a no-brainer. You know, there weren't any black boxes. Like you knew exactly what each next step would look like for you in your business. You know, as you're listening to this episode, if you're like, man, I just wish that I could have support doing all of this, That is what Bigger Than a Brand is for, the 12-week program that I guide humans exactly like you who are trying to figure out how to consistently call in clients through Instagram. I guide you guys through all five of the things that we're talking about today and so much more. But you leave that program rooted and solid, knowing exactly the things that will help you call in clients consistently. I know. It's like a big deep breath. It's like, oh, yes, wouldn't that be so nice? It gets to be chill. It gets to just be a natural way that you move through the world, right? Like that's how it feels to me now. You know, when I think about like marketing and doing the things on Instagram, it's like, well, yeah, of course. Like that's just the thing that I do. And like I put all this stuff out there and then people come and join the program. And then I put more stuff out there and then more people come and join the program, you know? And it's like, it's a no-brainer. And I want that for you too, because it is such a relief. Oh, Lord. It's such a beautiful thing to be at that point in your business where you have no doubts, no questions about whether or not the stuff will work, right? So if you want that for you too, there's a link in the show notes where you can read all the details about Bigger Than a Brand. You can sign up to join the waitlist. We reopen again in April. So it's right around the corner. Oh my goodness. We reopen again April 19th. Is when doors officially open for enrollment. If you're on the wait list, you get early access to that, which you want because it tends to fill fast. So go ahead and hop on the wait list if you're, you know, resonating with everything that I'm saying, because it's a win-win. You get some sweet perks, you get early access to the applications, and you get cool emails from me leading up to the doors opening. Cool. All right. So with that, let's go ahead and dive on in. We're going to be talking through these five critical milestones to predictably call in clients from the Instagram. And I'll go ahead and give you a high level view of what they are, and then we'll go through each one, right? So the first one, of course, no surprise here, mindset. Client magnet mindset. What is the mindset that makes you highly, highly magnetic to clients and will help you shift from wherever you are, where it feels like, oh, that's like so far off, or like that's so, there's some magic voodoo stuff going on when it comes to attracting clients, help you shift from that place to, oh no, it's just like the way things work. It's super chill. It's super easy. I just do it over and over again. So client magnet mindset, number one. Number two, we're going to talk about how to make your corner of the internet deeply resonate with your ideal clients, right? So this is about like making your little like fam, your internet fam, highly, highly magnetic and highly, highly resonant with the right people. Number three, content wizardry, right? So understanding what kinds of content will not just sell, right? Not just sell to the people in your fam, but do all the legwork leading up to that, because there's so much more than just content that sells, right? It's about connecting with people and empowering them to create change in their life and positioning you as an expert and all of this good stuff that when it comes time to sell, it's that much easier to do because you're not convincing anybody of anything. They're like, oh yeah, definitely. I want to be a part of this party. Sounds awesome, right? Number four, deep, deep, deep rooted offer confidence. Offer confidence like a motherfucker in what you have to offer the world, right? That is such a biggie because that's another juju that like makes you highly, not just highly magnetic, but also like highly trustworthy. When people can feel that you, all the way to your core, you're like, this shit is magic. Y'all don't even know how magic is. It's so amazing. Oh my God. Oh my God. When they can feel that, right? Then they have deeper trust in you. So we're going to talk about that. And then the fifth one that we're going to jam out on is, I love talking about this so much. Launch energetics. Launch energetics. Oh, this is such a juicy one. because so often, and this is where I think a lot of the like hand wavy magic voodoo stuff kind of comes into play, where people are like, think that they have to like be a magically aligned unicorn to do all the things and to make it happen. When realistically, you just have to, well, we'll get into it, but you just have to acknowledge, like, yes, all kinds of fears and stuff come up in a launch, and none of that has to mean anything, right? So being able to rise above all of that and stay centered. Okay, so let's dive a little bit deeper into each one of these. Client magnet mindset, number one. And these are in a little bit of an order, by the way, right? These are in a deliberate order. They build on each other. And understanding launch energetics is all good and well, but if you're not resonating with ideal clients, you know, if your corner of the internet isn't resonant, isn't magnetic, if you haven't been able to create really strong content, then it kind of doesn't matter so much, right? Because you're not going to have like the people in front of you who are picking up what you're laying down. So these do go in a little bit of an order, right? Which is why at the very beginning, I was like, I hope you can find yourself in this journey so that you know the next step. All right. So let's talk mindset. Client magnet mindsets. Man. Oh, okay. It's going to be so hard for me to condense this into like 5-10 minutes. Because I could jam on this for hours, which is exactly what I do inside of Bigger Than a Brand, right? It's like whole module devoted to client magnet mindset. And then it's, of course, sprinkled throughout all throughout the rest of the program. But in a nutshell, if I had to condense it down to one bullet point, which is like so difficult for me to do, as I'm saying it, I'm like, I don't know if I even can. If I had to condense it down to one bullet point, it would be, you are enough and it's not about you. You are enough and it's not about you. You are enough and it's not about you. And that might feel like, huh? Because it's like, well, it's about you, but it's not about you. Like, it might feel like a contradiction, but they go together like it's PB&J, right? Because for as long as we are sitting in some kind of place where we're not enough when it comes to our marketing, right? We're not good enough for the people that we want to call in as clients. We don't know enough. We're not experienced enough. We don't have a big enough following, like blah, 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 right? So like as long as we're rooted in some kind of I'm not enough when it comes to marketing your offer and what you have to give to the world, then whenever you get any kind of feedback from your community that isn't glowing and that isn't like, oh my God, please sign me up today. I'm ready. Like, let's go. Let me hurl my credit card at you. Right? Whenever you have any kind of response from your community other than that, you're going to be continuing to use it as evidence that you're not enough instead of learning from it, making the adjustments, tweaking so that you can master the skill. Are you picking up what I'm laying down? The belief that if there's an I'm not enough, like in any way that it's showing up that I just like laid out, all those examples and more, right? If it's showing up in your sense of worthiness in what you have to offer the world, if there's some I'm not enough going on, it literally blocks you from being able to show up out of service to your people. And I'll use an example. Just this morning, I was like chatting with a beautiful, beautiful friend, amazing, amazing human. And she was like, you could use me as an example. I'm an open book. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do it. because it does such a good job illustrating this point. She's in the middle of launch and, you know, has people like watching your stories and doing the things, but they haven't applied yet. They haven't like taken action. Like some people have applied, but like she knows that there are more people in her community that would maybe be a good fit, but haven't applied. And there was a story in there, right, that was blocking her from really being able to help these people. And the story sounded something like, you know, what am I not doing right that they're not taking action? What am I not, you know, where am I not doing enough or doing it right in order to get these people to take action? So the story was some version of, I'm not doing enough, it's not enough, I'm not doing it right, yada, 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 right? And so when that was the vibe, when that was the story, what was happening? These people were watching and not taking any action. And she was just continuing to do the same thing, but not getting any different result, right? Because like, thus, when we don't change things up, then we're going to continue to get the same result, right? And when we were talking and like jamming out over coffee, tea specifically, actually, to be exact, when we were jamming out over tea, I was like, well, you know, put yourself in their shoes, you know, like this change is scary. This represents like a total 180 of their life. They're going to completely transform themselves, completely transform their life. And her ideal client is not necessarily like a coach who's like used to big transformation and group programs and all this stuff. And I was like, you know, if you were in their shoes, what would you be thinking? You know, like what would be going through your head? And she was like, oh, I'd probably be scared. And I'm like, there you go. You know, they're not over there thinking, oh, this woman isn't doing enough to win my favor. Right? They're over there thinking, oh man, I really want to do this and I'm scared shitless because what is it going to mean? Who am I going to become? What if it's a bad investment? What if da 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 da? What if my husband thinks I'm crazy, right? Like all of these thoughts are way more likely going through their head instead of, oh, this woman isn't doing enough to win my favor, right? And so only when she rooted into, oh, wait a second, I'm enough and it's not about me, then she's able to say, I asked the question like, all right, like knowing that they're just like probably feeling a bunch of fear, how would you change the way that you're sharing? Like, what would you speak to in your stories that you haven't spoken to yet? And she was like, oh, I would say this and this and this. And I would tell them that like, it's safe and, you know, all this stuff. And I'm like, there you go, share that. So I'm really excited to hear like, you know, what shifts in her launch as a result of that. But like, that's always the key, is rooting back into the I am enough, you know, and it's not about me. But you can only get to the it's not about me, and you can only get to the place where you're actually able to make a shift that will help your people when you root into the, oh yeah, I am enough and it's not about me. Oh, that's right, I am enough and it's not about me. It's about them and their experience and how you can speak to and nourish and support their experience and their evolution 100% of the time, right? Cool. I did a pretty good job summing that up in like 6 minutes, okay? I just kind of give myself a pat on the back here, all right? Because I was like, how the hell am I going to like squeeze all the mindset into like 6 minutes? Of course, there's like more to it, but that's like if I had to condense it down to one bullet point, that would be it. Cool. Okay. So maybe you're picking up everything I'm laying down so far and you're like, yes, 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 I got that shit unlocked, got my mindset on fleek, okay, right? So then milestone 2, creating your corner of the internet to be highly magnetic and highly resonant with your ideal clients. So let's talk about what this entails. I very deliberately don't just say nail your niche because it's more than that. It's more than just having a strong niche statement. And this is where like my background in science and like the psychology and the neuroscience really comes in, is because you can have a like banging ass niche statement that's like speaking directly to what your people want. It's speaking directly to the results that they're trying to get in their life, which is what makes a strong niche statement. Hint, hint, by the way, is one that is like speaking to the results that they want in their life. Not what you think they want, but what they have said from their own mouths that they want, right? So you could have this like banging ass niche statement, right? And if the rest of your corner of the internet doesn't convey like it doesn't cultivate and create the emotional experience that you want to pass forward, then it doesn't matter all that much. Like, it matters a little bit. You'll still like connect with people. They'll still like come and hang out, but they won't feel bonded to you. They won't feel a sense of community and family with you. They won't feel like, oh man, there's just something about this human that I just really love. I don't know what it is. I just really love this human. I get that from you guys all the time. It's like, I don't know what it is about you, but I'm just really picking up your vibes. Like, I just appreciate how genuine you are. I appreciate how real your shit is. Like, I just like the things. And I'm like, good. I'm so glad you like the things, because I'm very intentional about the vibe that I cultivate in my corner of the internet. And I teach everybody inside of Bigger Than a Brand how to do the same thing, right? The trick here, it's not really a trick, but like the awareness, that's a better word. The awareness here that like I invite you to onboard into your awareness is that every interaction that someone has with your online presence is actively, moment by moment, day by day, bit by bit, building your brand. It is all contributing to this larger mosaic, this larger piece of art that is your brand. That is how a brand is built, is through individual interactions. So if someone bops into, you know, your Instagram and your bio is speaking exactly to the results that they want to get, but then they look at your feed and it like, you know, maybe it's, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to like figure out how to condense like an entire module of BDB into like two sentences, and it's a little bit hard. bear with me. I'm doing my best, you guys. Usually have like lots and lots of time and space to teach on this stuff. But say that like they look at the rest of your feed, and maybe they scroll through some of your stories, they scroll through your story highlights, and the energy that they're feeling. So, okay. All right. Okay. Here's a great example. All right. Let's use a tangible example. This will make this easier. Say that you are a financial freedom coach. You're a financial freedom coach, right? And your bio is like, I help female entrepreneurs finally bust through their, you know, money blocks and feel free with money. Like, you know, experience financial freedom, feel free around money. Say that that's your bio. And there are women who are like, oh, fuck, that's exactly what I need. I want money to feel free and easy and fluid and chill and amazing because it is so amazing, right? So like they find you and they're like, yeah, that's what I want. And then they look at your feed and it's like dark and moody, and like the lighting is bad and weird, and like maybe in your stories you're like, yo, I got a 2-for-1 deal at Target today, whoop whoop, like 2 leggings for $20, this is great, I love a good deal, you know what I mean? And like the rest of your Instagram isn't creating an experience and a feeling of freedom, right? It doesn't feel free. It doesn't feel light and easy and free. It feels dark and gloomy and like 2-for-1 deal. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel like the way that you are inviting them to feel. Are you picking up what I am laying down? Okay. Truth bomb, wisdom nugget coming through for you guys right now. When people are looking for a certain result in their life, in their business, in whatever, they're looking for that result because they're like, it's going to help me feel some kind of specific way, right? And for you, in your experience, when you are living and embodying that result, it helps you feel some kind of certain way. You want to pass that forward through your visuals and through the way that you show up into your corner of the internet, right? Because it's going to help them connect the two. It's going to help them connect the results and your online presence with the feelings that they are moving towards and that they want to feel. And Oh man, again, you guys are going to be sick of me hearing this. I'm going to try not to say it a million times, but like over in BDAV, we talk about like how to get clear on the emotions you want to pass forward without the fake it till you make it vibes, because nobody's here for that, because then you're passing forward emotions of like inauthenticity and like weird fake vibe juju, right? Which is also tangible. So, you know, it's about getting clear on the emotions that you genuinely feel when you are embodying the things that you teach and that you are embodying and that you live, you know, like you, when you're at your most real self, who are you? What are you feeling? What emotions do you feel? What do you want to pass forward? So you are getting really clear on your niche, which I'm going to do a whole episode on niching because I get so many questions. So that's why I'm not spending a whole heap of time on that right now. Side note. You're getting really clear on your niche. You're creating, you know, a really strong niche statement that's going to magnetize people and like pique their curiosity. And then you're building out the rest of your corner of the internet to reinforce the feelings of the results that you're talking about in your niche statement. Because when you are feeling those things, when you are living out those results, you feel whatever it is that you're trying to pass forward, free, alive. You know, say that this like financial freedom coach, say that when she is feeling most flowy and vibey and free and magnetic and amazing and like around money, right? Maybe she feels sensual. Maybe she feels free. Maybe she feels playful, flirtatious, right? Whatever. That would be what she would pass forward in her corner of the internet. For me, I'll use me as an example. Like my most authentic juju, my most authentic feels are authentic. just like playful, like realness, like grounded authenticity, excited and like energetic, very like free, you know, free vibes. That is, but also like giving everybody a warm hug. That's the energy of Caroline. And like when I am most in my power, when I am most at myself, most at my best, when I am feeling most magnetic to all the clients, most effective in all of my marketing, that's how I feel. And so that's the energy that I pass forward in my corner of the internet. You can probably feel it. I have people all the time tell me they're like, your energy just feels so good. That's why. Okay. Whew. I could jam on this shit all day, but we are already 32 minutes in. So let's go. Okay. Number three. So let's recap for a second. We've talked about client magnet mindset, right? The you are enough and it's not about you. We've talked about making your corner of the internet really magnetic and resonant with ideal clients. And that looks like a strong niche statement and intentionally cultivated vibes. And then number three, content wizardry, becoming a content wizard. Okay, so just last night, BB and I, Boothang Bebe, Jake Mann, and I were having a conversation that illustrates a misconception in the content land so well. So I'm going to use it as an example here. He's trying to get on, y'all, it's so cute. He's trying to get on his Instagram game. It was, okay, a little side note, because I was like, oh, you, baby, I'm so proud of you. A couple of weeks ago, he's trying to do an Instagram live series. Y'all, he is like not an Instagram human, not a tech human. He's if you listen to the podcast episode from 2 weeks ago, you know that he's like a woodsy, fishing, hunting, you know, mushroom foraging kind of dude. Chop wood, drive around a truck, sit out in nature and drink a beer kind of dude, right? So like he's not an Instagram-y dude like at all. He's not a very techie dude at all. His laptop is like a 1990 something Dell, okay? That's an exaggeration, but you're getting the picture, okay? So a couple of weeks ago, he was trying to do an Instagram live and he was asking me for all kinds of help on like, doing his live series and promoting it and how to promote it and how to put a countdown timer up and like all this. And I was just like, oh, I'm so proud of you. He's doing so great. Okay. So he's trying to do his Instagram game. And last night they were doing their content planning. He and his assistant doing the content planning. And he was like, okay, here's what we're thinking. We're going to do one day we're going to do tips from the river because it's fly fishing. We're going to do tips from the river. And another day we're going to do a gear review. And then a third day we're going to talk about the kinds of species that they can be fishing for at that time of year. And I was like, those are all great ideas. And they're all only one kind of content, right? They were all just educational content. And he was like, huh, right? So this happens all the time where people think that they're creating different kinds of content, but they're not. They're actually only creating in a small little tiny circle of content when there's this whole big wide world of content. So I'm going to lay out for you guys the big picture of like the three intentions. Okay. Number three, becoming a content wizard and mastering your content wizardry. This is another one that I could spend 5 years talking about. But what I'm going to do for you guys today is I'm going to break down inside of Bigger Than a Brand. I have this Venn diagram. I know, don't hate me. Venn diagrams are so old school and like whatever, but it's the best for this. So I'm going to talk you through this Venn diagram and talk you through the different intentions behind your content. And this is important because, you know, people might think that they're creating a bunch of different kinds of content. If they're like, oh, I'm posting lifestyle on Monday and I'm posting, you know, educational, and then I'm posting a polarizing post, and then I'm posting a post that's like talks about my offer. They might think that they are creating a lot, like all the different kinds of content, but they might actually only be hanging out in one of these Venn diagram circles like 99% of the time without even realizing it. So I'm going to talk you through the Venn diagram and paint a really vivid picture so that you can start to see your content through this lens of like, what is the intention behind each piece of content? Okay. It's a subtle shift, but it makes a big difference. All right. So you've got three circles, Venn diagram with three circles. Okay. Three circles. And I want you to imagine in the first circle, we've got content where the intention of it is to connect, empower, and uplift your people. Connect, empower, and uplift your people. This is content that really builds your brand identity and really connects you guys and builds a fam, right? So the like lifestyle content, polarizing content when you're taking a stand for something, storytelling content when you're sharing your story, things like that fall into this bucket, this Venn diagram circle. But the intention behind all those different kinds of content is to connect, empower, and uplift your people, right? This is the one I would say where a lot of people, this one and the next one that we're going to talk about are the ones where a lot of people think they're diversifying their content and they're not, because maybe they're posting lifestyle on Monday and telling your story on Wednesday and then like a polarizing post on Friday and then maybe like an educational post on Saturday. And you feel like you're diversifying your content, but you're only staying in this one bucket. And this is why people get the, oh my God, you're so inspiring. Because they're literally only putting out content that is inspiring and that is connecting and empowering and uplifting. They're not putting out content in these other buckets, right? So then it's like, oh, when people finally like shift this frame from thinking of like the very specific types of content as diversifying your content, shifting from that to like seeing it through this lens of like, what is the intention of the content? then all of a sudden you're able to like get a much clearer picture of what's going on in your corner of the internet and maybe why people only ever think you're inspiring but don't actually buy from you, right? Cool. So that's circle number one, connect, empower, uplift. Circle number two is to establish your expertise and position you as an authority. Establish your expertise, position you as an authority. So, you know, certain types of educational content can go in here, providing like a big picture overview. So like, for example, this podcast is a great piece of content that helps position me as an expert and position myself as an expert and build authority because I'm able to give you the big picture and demonstrate to you like I know my shit, right? Like I know my shit. I know what I'm talking about here, right? So this is like a big picture overview type of content that helps position me as an authority and as an expert in this field, right? And then there's the third bucket, the third circle, where the intention is to sell and to help people take action, change their lives, join your program, do the thing. Third bucket, right? And that includes a lot of, you know, direct response copywriting and understanding what I call decision triggers. So these are different like, you know, psychological things that as humans, like psychological questions and open-ended questions that as humans, we need to have answered in order to know that we're making a sound decision, right? If you want to go further down the rabbit hole on that, I would say go listen to the podcast interview that I did with Micah Folsom over at Micah Folsom Fit. We talk about some of the decision triggers, but just understanding that there is an entire bucket, an entire circle that is content that sells, right? Where it's like the intention is to sell is super helpful because then you can take this big picture view. How much of your time and your content are you spending in this first circle, which is about connection, empowerment, and uplifting? How much of your content and your time are you spending in the second circle, where you're trying to demonstrate expertise and build authority? How much of your content and your time are you spending in this third circle, which is about selling, right? The intention is to sell and empower people to take action. If you're not hitting all of these buckets, you know, if you're not like creating content in all of them, I wish you guys could see me right now. My arms are like waving all over the place, demonstrating this Venn diagram flow. But if you're not creating content in all of these different arenas, then here's what happens. I'm going to talk you through what happens with each one. So if you're primarily hanging out in the bucket number one, the circle number one, where you're connecting, empowering, and uplifting, then you're going to get the, oh my God, you're so inspiring, but nobody's going to take you seriously or buy from you. If you're spending all of your time in the second bucket, which is around building expertise and authority, then people are going to see you as a helpful resource, but they're not going to feel emotionally connected to you and they're not going to buy, right? If you're spending all of your time in this third circle where the intention is to sell, then people are going to be like, oh God, she's only ever just selling. Like you probably have like intimate experience with that, right? Where it's like this person is just only ever promoting their stuff and you don't feel like they actually have your best interest at heart. And you just can feel the vibe from them that all they want is for you to just buy their shit, right? So having a balance of all of this is what I call content wizardry. All right. So before we dive on into milestone four, let's do a little recap so that you can orient yourself on the journey. All right. Number one, client magnet mindset, recognizing you are enough and it's not about you. Number two, making your corner of the internet highly magnetic and highly resonant with ideal clients. So that's a banging ass niche statement and a vibe to match it. Number three, content wizardry. So that's seeing your content through the lens of intention. What's the intention behind your content? And how can you diversify the kinds of content that you're creating so that you are positioning yourself to be a really strong guide and mentor and presence in the lives of your ideal clients. Number four, rock solid offer confidence. I almost said consistency. That too. But like rock solid offer confidence. So this is about knowing that the shit that you have to offer the world is transformational. It is so important and it is so life-changing. And like, oh my God, the people just don't even know how good it is. They got to get in here. It's so amazing and magnificent and they just got to come and hop on in and join the show, right? So if you are feeling wobbly in your confidence, if you're feeling wobbly, like I think it's good, but I'm not sure. And I don't know. Is anyone here? Right? And so how do you not get wobbly? Right? Like you might be feeling wobbly. You might be like, well, you know, and it could come in a million different ways. It could be, I've never worked with a client before, or I've never launched this in a group program before, like group format before, or I've been doing this for 6 years and I haven't been able to figure it out, or any kind of thing, right? There are a million and one different wiggly voices and fear monkeys that can come up and try and like rattle the confidence. And it's not about whether or not you it's not about having no wiggly voices and no fear monkeys, is what I'm trying to say. Like, there will always be something that comes up. So long as you're stretching yourself and you're growing yourself and you're reaching outside your comfort zone, there will always be something that's coming up, right? Which we're kind of like, we're going to get deeper into when we talk about number five, launch energetics. But there will always be something that's coming up. And your work is to root into the truth of your heart and be like, all right, wiggly voice, fuck off. I love you. I'm going to love that part of myself. I'm not going to avoid that part of myself. I'm going to sit with that part of myself, love up on that part of myself, and then carry on. Right? And like, so that's, you know, the mindset part. And it also helps our human 3D self to know that we have built an offer and built something out that is truly going above and beyond the experience that this person even thinks that they're getting, right? Where you're like, that vibe of like, they don't even know how amazing and transformational and beautiful this is about to be for them. They don't even know like how much magic they just signed up for. That's the vibe that you're going for. I'm going to give you guys my favorite tip to do this. And this is like how I help, because there's a whole module in Bigger Than a Brand on offer development and offer creation to make sure that you're doing it in this way so that you feel really rooted in it, really solid in it. And at the core of that teaching, at the core of that module is this concept. Start with the fears that you know that they need to overcome and build from there, right? Because like so many people teach, and I know that in the past, like I learned from mentors who were like, okay, you know, you teach the major milestone, the things that they need to know, the tools that they need to have along the journey in order to get from A to B. And I'm definitely help with the tools, give the strategy, give all the things. And if they don't actually overcome the fears that are blocking them from implementing on all of that stuff, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how much they have. It doesn't matter how many strategies and tools and like all the things that they have at their disposal. They're not actually going to be able to see the transformation, right? The full-fledged transformation. And that's what people are really signing up for, whether they know it or not. They're signing up for the transformation, right? The way that you build transformation, the way that you engineer transformation is starting by asking yourself, what are the different fears that they need to overcome? What are the beliefs, the loudest beliefs that are probably on loop in their mind that are holding them back? And then how can you construct your program and like create experiences for people that will bring those fears, bring those beliefs to the surface to be healed, to be faced? Right? So for example, and this is like a chill example. There are many more, but like this is just a really tangible, easy example. In Bigger Than a Brand, there are some weeks where you feel like you're drinking from a fire hose. Like for real. There are some weeks where it's like, oh my God, this is like a lot of information all at once. And that is intentional. It's designed that way so that the people who need to overcome overwhelm, who need to overcome a sense of there's more than I could ever possibly do perfectly, right? The people who need to overcome that belief, it's brought up for them and it can be overcome and moved through in the group calls. And then there are weeks where you have an integration week and there's not any new content and there's not anything new for you to chew on. And that is also intentional because in the people who are hustlers and who have a tendency to just consume, 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 consume and bypass actually integrating everything, they have to sit in the space and all of that discomfort gets brought up and so that it can be worked through on the group calls. So when you start with the fears and the beliefs and the inner obstacles that people are going to need to overcome and you engineer your program to bring them to the surface, then when you go to sell it, when you go to talk about it, it's like next level fucking confidence because you're like, bitch, I don't even know. Like you do not even know how much magic is in here, how much transformation is in store for you. You think you're just on a weight loss journey. Uh-huh. You think you're just like, you know, trying to reclaim your time as a mom. Uh-huh. Okay, we're going to do that, but we're going to do a lot of other stuff too. Right? It's like you have that energy about it. And that's the energy that when you show up in your stories to talk about your offer, when you show up to create that content that sells, then people are like, fuck yes, sign me up. This is awesome. I want to be part of this. I can tell that there's some good shit here. All right. So, little recap of the journey before we get to the last one, which is such a juicy one. Number one, critical milestone. Client magnet mindset, recognizing you are enough and it is not about you. Number two, critical milestone, creating a corner of the internet that is highly magnetic and highly resonant with ideal clients by having a banging niche and cultivating a vibe to match. And then number three, content wizardry, becoming a content wizard, seeing your content through the lens of intention, and then create accordingly in a really diversified, beautiful way. Number four, rock solid offer confidence. Get that confidence on lock when it comes to your offer by creating from a, you know, transformation first lens, creating and engineering your program to bring up any fears and mindset blocks and obstacles that have been in the way for your humans, your ideal client, amazing soul client, magical humans, so that it can be moved through and shed. So you're creating with transformation for forefront. Number five, last but not least, critical milestone is understanding launch energetics. This one is so much fun and so next level. Oh my God, yes, yes, yes. I was so excited to talk about it. Launch energetics. Okay. So like I said at the very beginning, back in the day, before I had mastered all of this myself, I thought that there was like some wizard, magical unicorn dust, voodoo, fairy shit going on in a launch where I had to get my mindset like absolutely pristine and perfect and like, you know, the poster child of manifestation where it's like, I believe 100% from my head to my toes, every cell in my body believes that these clients are coming into my life and I can feel it and I can visualize it and it feels so good when it's happening and oh my God, oh my God, right? And I was putting so much pressure on my mindset being perfect. Is this sounding familiar? Have you done this to yourself? Here's the real on launch energetics. And in Bigger Than a Brand, I call it the dip. You've got these, I teach three phases it can be more, they can be squished together, they can be refined a little bit, but there's generally a sense of energy fluctuation as you're moving through your launch. When you first start, you're like, fuck yes, we're doing it. The doors are open. Let's go. There's generally a flurry of activity for people who have been like waiting for it and they're ready to go and they're doing the things and they're like so hyped. And then at the end, everybody who's been sitting on the fence like does the things, they show up, they make it happen, and they like come through and they're like, yeah, it's okay, I'm ready, let's go, right? And then in the middle, there's the dip. There's like the phase where you might be freaking out. You might be freaking out a lot. You might be like, oh my God, what's happening? Is anyone else going to sign up? Is this it? Should I keep talking about it? Like, oh my God, am I being annoying by continuing to talk about it? All of the things. And here's the thing. Most people bump up against that and they're like, oh my God, it's not aligned anymore. Zoop. We're done here. It's not aligned anymore. It felt so good earlier and now it doesn't feel good anymore. So it must not be in the stars. So I'm just going to like slink back into the shadows. I'm going to like just, you know, disappear into this bush and pretend like nothing ever happened and like it was all fine. And then we'll just try again in another 3 months. Right? Am I calling some people out right now? I've done it too. I can speak to it because I've done it too. And you're not alone. So many people, when they first come into Bigger Than a Brand, they're like, yep, that's exactly what I would do. Right? The thing is, when you understand that that is normal, when you understand that there is an ebb and a flow, when you understand that that doesn't mean that you're fucking it up, you know, that's just an invitation to you to rise, then it's not an obstacle anymore. It's not a sign that you're out of alignment. It's not a sign that you're doing it wrong. It's not a sign that everything's going to hell in a handbasket. It's not a sign that you should abort the mission. It doesn't mean that people are sick of hearing of it. It doesn't mean any of that. All it means is that you're a human going through a stretch. And all you got to do is show up for yourself and like, you know, play with all of that and like continue to do the things, continue to put yourself out there, which is a whole nother can of worms. Like why that is important is a whole nother conversation that we would be here until next Tuesday. But that is a whole nother conversation about like what your ideal client is experiencing during the dip on the other side of your launch, which is a super important thing to be aware of. Maybe I'll do another episode on that in the future. Probably you should just join Bigger Than a Brand because we go all the way into it in there. Probably that's what should just happen so that you can like get the full experience. But like all it means when you're moving through the dip, all it means is that you're a human going through a stretch. You continue to show up and share and do the things and you learn from it. You know, whatever is coming up in that moment is a divine lesson and a beautiful opportunity from Mama Universe to release your grip and to open up and to surrender and to trust and to go with the flow and to be present in your life and to love yourself at a new level and to, you know, trust how capable you are at a new level and to just continue to move through the things, period. And when you understand that about a launch, then in those moments when you would otherwise in the past, maybe you would have like bailed, it's a hell of a lot easier to show up and keep doing the things. So there you have it. The 5 critical milestones to predictably attracting clients on the social medias or wherever you do your launching things. Client magnet mindset, hella juicy corner of the internet that resonates with ideal clients, content wizardry, rock solid offer confidence, and understanding launch energetics. When you have those, they're kind of like, I imagine them as like levers, you know? It's like when a rocket's going to go launch and you've got all these different levers and like there's the mad scientist back there and he like pulls down the mindset lever and then he pulls down the the ideal client resonance lever and then he pulls down the content wizardry lever. Why is it he? And then she pulls down the rock solid offer confidence lever and then she pulls down the understanding launch energetics lever and then the rocket ship can like blast off into space and like go hang out with all of Elon Musk's satellites. That's what happens when you get all five of these on lock, then you're able to like open the floodgates to all of the clients so that it's a really predictable experience. So there you have it. Hi, I hope this was helpful. My spidey senses are like, oh shit, people are gonna love this episode because it's rare to talk about all of this in one place. You know, it's like, it's kind of hard to cover it all in one episode. I did my best. It, like, honestly, this is exactly why Bigger Than a Brand is 3 months. Because the mindset and the identity shifts and like mastering all this stuff, it takes time and there's a lot to it. There's a lot more to it that I could ever put into a single podcast episode, to be honest. But I think it's helpful to have the big picture view so that you can know where you're headed and like know what, where you are and maybe where you're stuck and maybe what the next step looks like and like what the big picture journey looks like, and then go refine accordingly. A couple things that feel important to say before we sign off and like close up shop. Notice I didn't say anything about like website or, you know, having like a blog up and running and a YouTube channel up and running and a Pinterest and a like da 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 and a da 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 up and running. It's like you pick one channel and you do all of this there, right? Also notice that I didn't say anything about like funnels, right? Or like building out this whole elaborate situation. The truth of the matter is, most of the time, if we're trying to convince ourselves that something needs to be this big, elaborate contraption in order to work, then we're just hiding. We're hiding. We're trying to create reasons why we can't just put ourselves out there and go do the damn thing now. I'll give you guys an example. In this quarter, I've really been growing the podcast visibility. Like that's been one of the strategic projects that the BTAB squad, the BTAB fam has been working on, is growing the podcast visibility. And when I first was like, okay, what do we need to do? I had this whole thing in my head and I was like, okay, we need to update the website. We need to like, you know, figure out this thing and that thing and that thing. And we need to, you know, get here and here and here and blah, 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 blah. We need to do all this stuff. And then I was like, oh yeah, we don't need to do any of that. We just need to start sending emails. We just need to do the scary thing of putting ourselves out there to pitch myself to be on other people's podcasts and to connect with guests who would want to be on my podcast. That's what we need to do to increase the visibility. We don't need to do all, we don't need to jump through all of these like hoops and shenanigans, right? So it happens all the time. Almost every single time that we go to stretch, we're like, okay, and now let's get obsessed with the how. And then it's like, wait, no. So if you find yourself creating this elaborate story of all the things that you have to do and like all the funnels and the email list and the website up and running and the da 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 and the, all this stuff that you have to figure out and build, and all the systems you have to build in order to make it work, then I love you and I want you to thrive. So I'm going to pull you forward out of that little situation and say, stop hiding. Put yourself out there. Do the thing that scares you the most but excites you the most. Do that thing. Go in that direction. Leave your comfort zone. Stop building behind the scenes and start putting yourself out there in your content. Because that's what moves the needle. Okay. All right. I love you guys. I love you so fucking much. You're such an amazing, amazing, amazing community. I am just so infinitely grateful to have such a remarkable community. You know, like the internet is full of all kinds of communities. All kinds of communities. And I just feel so blessed and so grateful that you guys are my community, because you are remarkable human beings doing amazing stuff. And you just always bring so, so, so much love and so much, you know, like determination and strength and resilience and magic to this community. It's amazing. And I feel like I don't say that, like I feel like I don't say that enough. I want you to know just how remarkable you are, and that you are in fact a rare breed, and that I'm just so grateful. I'm so, so, so grateful for all of you who tune in on the reg, for everyone who's a part of this community. I'm so grateful to you for doing your work and for leaning into the scary stuff and, you know, making the change that the world needs. Because the world doesn't need more people staying in their comfort zone. You know, the world needs people stretching, growing, doing the things that scare them but excite them, doing the things that maybe would, you know, other people would just pee their pants to think about, but they're doing the things anyway because they're following their heart. And that's who you are. That's who this community is. People who follow their motherfucking heart, even when it scares them, especially when it scares them. And I'm just so grateful that you are the kinds of humans who are in this community. And I'm so proud of you. And I love you so much. And I'm just sending out little love beams to you. And I want you to know that you're doing great. Keep going. You've got this. All right. I love you. I love you. I love you. And thank you for tuning into this episode of the Empowered Expression Podcast. If it helped you out, share it on Instagram. Tag me, caroline.addington_. And I can't wait to see what some of your biggest takeaways and biggest ahas are. I have an idea in my head of what they might be. So I'm intrigued to see what you guys say. All right. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a great day.